You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 14th of January 2026 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today I wanted to look at what some of our opponents have been up to, breaking the law as they always seem to do and get away with it. And this is Antifa. They've recently hacked into the White Date website, which I hope we're going to get time to talk about today. That was in Germany, and they did that live. They literally did that live at an Antifa conference. I have yet to hear of anybody being arrested for it. Instead, they're being lionized for it. And over here in Britain, the Free Speech Union has been hacked by another Antifa group. This first article here comes from Breitbart. It's entitled Free Speech Union Hacked. Donor lists stolen by militant transgender group. Britain's Free Speech Union has been struck by a militant pro-trans direct action group with a list of donors stolen and published. I mean, surely doxing people like that, it's obviously it's against the law. Why haven't these people that did this been arrested? I mean, they've blatantly, openly said who it was that did this, and yet we're not hearing of any arrests. And you imagine that what they've done is they've hacked into the Free Speech Union, which is supposed to provide legal support for people that are being prosecuted for things that they've said. It's not as if they're saying, well, trans people can't join. We're not going to represent trans people if they've said something which they're being persecuted for. I mean, they're open to everybody. They're impartial. And yet they've been attacked. Even people that are impartial nowadays will be seen as being right-wing and legitimate targets for people on the left. Radical pro-transgender group Bash Back. I mean, even look at the name. They've got a violence in the name, Bash Back. It's like these Antifa groups which have signs that say Smash the Fash. Official signs that have been created for them and paid for by the socialist worker that are directly inciting violence against a group in Britain for their political views. They're calling them an offensive term. They're calling them fascists. And they're saying that they should smash them. They should physically attack them. We don't see these people arrested at all. And yet they are directly calling for violence against white people. It's only white people that get accused of being fascists and Nazis. So what you've got there is you've got blatant incitement to violence, not just incitement to hate, but blatant threats to white people, and nothing gets done about it whatsoever. And that's because those laws, those hate speech laws, are only there to be used against white people, right-wing people, nationalist people. They're not there to be used against the left. The left can pretty much just do whatever it likes and it will be turned a blind eye to. Radical pro-transgender group Bash Back are alleged to have hacked the website of Lord Young of Acton's Free Speech Union, the British Liberties campaign group, allowing them to gain access to a list of donors. The list was published this week, states the Daily Telegraph, before the FSU was granted an emergency injunction at the High Court to see it taken down, with the threat of contempt of court and jail backing up the order. Well, it's already been put up there. Why haven't the people that put it up there been arrested? Why haven't they been arrested for breaking into Toby Young's website, the Free Speech Union? And it's the equivalent of breaking into somebody's house, is stealing all that personal data, all the personal details of the people that were subscribing to be part of the Free Speech Union. And it's like breaking in and stealing the list of any other union. It's a serious crime. And yet we'll be reading nothing about anything being done to these people that did it. You know, they're boasting about doing it. Lord Young pointed to the group's violent past and its calls upon its members to engage in direct action, despite it professing to be non-violent. Well, direct action doesn't have to be violent. It can be violent, but it doesn't actually have to be violent. Young said it was reported, Bashback is a dangerous anti-democratic organisation that boasts about breaking the law and encourages its supporters to steal hammers to carry out direct action. Well, if they're using hammers, then that is violence, isn't it? Because they're either talking about using violence on people or public property, and doing violence to people or public property or the threat of it is actually terrorism. So what you really have here is a terrorist group that have carried out a blatant act, a criminal act of stealing people's private data, which is a very serious crime, and then publishing it online and nothing's being done about it. All they've got is a court injunction to tell them that they must take it down. Of course, there's nothing to stop people that have already seen it, that have copied parts of it, for them to just be republishing it anywhere. They advise its supporters to steal hammers to carry out direct action, including against members of parliament. The health secretary has already been targeted in a very unpleasant attack. So is he saying there that they're encouraging them to use hammers against members of parliament? He added, neither we nor our members will be cowed by these tactics, and criticised the police for having taken no action so far. Well, two-tier justice, isn't it? Two-tier justice in Britain. If this had been an attack on Black Lives Matter or any black group or any Jewish group, then I suspect you would see the people responsible would already be in jail. They would already be in custody. The FSU said Bashback openly boasts about breaking the law and that it was launching a fundraiser to cover the cost of suing the group for damages. Shouldn't they be given damages anyway? Shouldn't somebody be being prosecuted for this, for the theft of data? I mean, a breach of personal data is a really serious issue. I mean, organisations have to comply with all these different laws to make sure that that data remains confidential. Surely if somebody steals that data, it's going to be seen as a very serious crime. Apparently the police have done nothing about this. While the FSU campaigns on broad freedom of speech and thought issues, Bashback alleged in their statement that it is actually simply a front to attack transgenderism. They say, in general, of their chosen enemies, all of our targets have blood on their hands. And I guess that's sort of referring to what they say is that if you don't give these transgender treatments, medical treatments, medical interventions to children, then they will commit suicide. But the fact of the matter is they end up committing suicide after they've had these treatments, when they realise what they've actually done to their bodies and that they can't reverse it, they can't reverse these changes, and they can't actually turn into the opposite sex because it's not physically possible, because men and women have different bones for a start, different bone shapes, different features. Like hands are much larger on men, for instance, feet are much larger on men, and they're not actually able to change that because that's literally your skeleton. And when they realise that, the depression hits them and they can end up committing suicide. I mean, that's what the studies show. They don't show that giving these so-called treatments out at a younger age prevents suicide, and yet that's what is alleged by these groups. In the past, the Bashback group claimed responsibility for vandalising the offices of a government minister, smashing windows and spraying child killer on the walls, a reference to the claims of pro-transgenderism activists that not caving to their demands causes suicide. So quite clearly this organisation is carrying out violence. Why have they not been prescribed as a terrorist organisation? I mean, surely they should be if they're smashing windows and causing actual violence. I can't recall National Action, before they were prescribed, actually being accused of carrying out any violence to people or property. Of course, after they were prescribed, we did hear of these allegations of plots to carry out murder of an MP. But before they were actually banned, I can't recall that there was any accusations of them smashing things or destroying things, which is what this group have done. So quite clearly, this group are carrying out their violence in the name of a political idea, and yet the police are doing nothing about it. Months earlier, the group smashed windows at a conference centre hosting a three-day meeting of a feminist NGO, billed as one of the largest grassroots feminist gatherings in Europe. That reminds me, I went to a London Forum meeting. I think it was a South West Forum meeting, and that was in Bristol. And Antifa turned up, all masked up, hooded up, wielding motorcycle chains, and they smashed all the windows of the building. Were Antifa banned for terrorism? No. Did the police catch the people that did this? No. Was it boasted about on all the Antifa comment sections and on Twitter? Yes, of course it was boasted about. The people that carry out this violence are nearly always on the left. I mean, you hear of there might be a punch-up at a protest, but again, it's because of the left start attacking the right and the right start defending themselves. But you don't very often hear of, you never hear of right-wing people attacking a conference full of lefties. It's just unheard of. But this smashing the windows, I mean, it's happened to a conference that I was at quite clearly. It's happened to a conference here of feminists, of all people. More broadly, feminist groups have been reporting transgender violence for years. It does seem as if transgenders are more predisposed to violence. We quite often hear of them reaching the limits of restraining their temper and attacking people. The FSU had already clocked the trans extremists as a potential threat last year. The Daily Mail said it had uncovered the group's instructions to members to form cells to launch attacks against politicians, the Free Speech Union, and more feminist groups. The report noted that the Free Speech Union had commissioned private security advice over the revelation. I mean, why are they so against the Free Speech Union? All it does is provide legal help for people that are being prosecuted for speech crimes, for thought crime, effectively. As I say, it doesn't prevent transgender people from making use of the same service if they were being, say you've got a transgender person and they're concerned about mass immigration and quite rightly concerned about it, or they might be concerned about the Islamization of the country. They might be concerned that if there was more Muslims in the country, they might perceive it as being a threat against them as being transgender, that some bad things might happen to them. So they might talk about these issues and then get prosecuted. Well, the people that would help them out would be the Free Speech Union. The Free Speech Union doesn't say, well, we're not there for transgenders, we won't help transgenders. It's supposed to be there to help people that are being persecuted over a free speech issue. They're impartial. I'm sure they'd be quite happy to take on a transgender that was concerned about immigration. And because of that fact, it would probably get lots of media coverage as well. And these people on the left, it's like they just don't think rationally. They don't apply common sense to things. They just lash out and want to hit things and be violent. One of the FSU's most high-profile cases in recent months has been that of Irish comedian Graham Lynham, who was repeatedly reported to the police by transgender activists for jokes. Despite not being a British citizen and the jokes having been posted online while he was in the United States, Lynham was nevertheless detained by police as he passed through a British airport for interrogation. Again, that's really shocking, the fact that he's not even a British citizen, and yet Britain seems to think that it's fine to arrest him for things that he said while he was in America. The controversy surrounding this overreach was significant enough that the incident has forced a change in how police handle what are euphemistically called non-crime hate speech reports, with forces saying they will stop investigating them to focus on real crime in the future. But as far as I'm aware, they're still recording these things. They're just recording it under a different name. They're just saying, well, it's antisocial behaviour now. And I think they made a mistake there. It's not a non-crime hate speech. It's non-crime hate incident. It could be anything. Anything that somebody thinks is an action that was motivated by hatred of anyone with protected characteristics, that can be considered a non-crime hate incident and reported to the police. So it might be somebody beeping their horn at somebody in the car in front to get a move on. And somebody sees that and thinks that it was motivated by racism, that would be recorded by the police and the person would be investigated for a non-crime hate incident. And they have said that they are, the National College of Policing have said that they are now advising people not to do this. But as far as I'm aware, they're just doing it under a different name. They're just recording it now under antisocial behaviour. So we'll have to wait and see what the final results of that are. But as I said, there was another hacking has taken place recently, and this was a hacking of White Date, which was essentially a website that was set up so that white people could date other white people. Shocking. Well, apparently some people really hate this. There are websites for black people to date black people. There are Muslim websites, Jewish websites for people to date Jews. But when somebody sets up a website for white people to date other white people, and also not just with a view to dating, but with a view to pairing up and having children, then that seems to have made them a target for the Antifa. And they effectively, they went to an Antifa conference in Germany, and they literally performed the hacking in front of the audience, with the person doing it dressed up as a pink Power Ranger. They really think that they're superheroes doing these actions, Antifa do. And again, as far as I'm aware, there's been no arrests over this, about this just theft of personal data and then making it public. And one of the results of this is that a lot of private people's details have been made public. The article that I'm going for here comes from a left-wing newspaper. It's The Observer. And the title is White Supremacist Dating Site Profiles Linked to Tory and Reform Characters. And straight away, you look at that title and it says white supremacist. Now, that is a racial slur. You know, if I was to say black so-and-so, I would be accused of using a racial slur. Why is it that the newspapers don't have to obey the same law to not use racial slurs when it's about white people that white people have to use when talking about non-whites? I mean, white supremacist is quite clearly a racially based insult. And I mean, it's not supremacist to want to date people from your own race. It's just natural that you're going to want to feel, well, that you're going to feel attracted to the people that look like you, that are from your own ethnic group. And it's only natural to want to have children that look like you rather than look like a member of some other ethnic group. I know you do get into ethnic marriages. And there are some people that fall in love with members of these other groups. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong to want to fall in love with a member from your own group. It's just natural that you would do that. It's natural that you would find somebody, if you're a man, it's natural that you would find somebody that looked like your mother to be attractive. If you're a woman, you might find somebody that reminded you of your father to be attractive. And that's because we are attracted to people that have a significant amount of the same genetic makeup as ourselves. It's genetic similarity theory, I believe it is called. And it explains why we actually have all these different ethnic groups, because you are attracted to people who have a similar amount of genes to yourself. So you're going to be attracted to people that look like you. That's completely natural. And that's the reason why we have these ethnic groups. But according to the establishment and the Antifa and the mainstream media, It's white supremacism. It's an insult that white people need to be insulted if they want to date their own people. And this article makes a big point that that there are Tory and Reform councillors that were using this website. I mean, what's wrong with them wanting to meet somebody from their own ethnic group and marry them and produce children with them? And yet all these people at this Antifa conference, they're all cheering that this data was hacked. A Conservative councillor has been suspended from the party after appearing on a leaked members list of a white supremacist dating site. And that just shows you how anti-white the Conservative Party are, doesn't it, really? If they're going to suspend somebody for wanting to marry somebody of their own ethnic group, or are they saying that you can only join the Conservative Party if you want to marry black people or if you want to marry Jewish people? Of course, they wouldn't say that. But that's what they're implying here by suspending a Conservative Party member for wanting to date white people. The site was seemingly shut down live on stage at a security conference last month by Martha Root, a German hacker. Before erasing the site, Root had taken advantage of security weaknesses to download a database of the site's users and last week published a sample of the data. About 450 of the 8,000 profiles shared online said they were from the UK. Can you imagine if any other dating site was hacked and the person who did the hacking made all those details public? They would be sent to jail straight away. But they're being lionized for doing this because they're Antifa and because it was white people's data that was released. People found by the Observer in the database appear to include an ex-member of the British National Party, activists with the, quote, neo-Nazi, close quote, group Patriotic Alternative, and a man who ran for political office for Britain First. I mean, that's another racial slur, neo-Nazi. You only get white people that are called that. So quite clearly, it's based upon race. It's a slur against white people that are concerned about issues that affect other white people. That makes them a neo-Nazi. That makes them a white supremacist. You can, and this organize this newspaper here, this Observer, they're not investigating this and saying, well, look at this great crime that's taken place. They think it's wonderful. They've downloaded copies of the database themselves so that they can go looking for it and find people that want to date other whites, and then they can target them. They can put their names up, call them racial slurs, call them white supremacists, call them neo-Nazis, without any worry whatsoever about the consequences, because they think they're doing a great thing by doing this. Also listed is Lilith Osborne, a former teacher and a Conservative councillor in Glastonbury, Somerset. When she joined the site in 2020, before she was elected, she described her political orientation as pro-white and said she was seeking a partner interested in Indigenous European spirituality. I mean, how dare they do this? Just put people's private data online. It's like they think that the normal rules of civilization don't actually apply once you've been accused of being a white supremacist. You can just deny that person all their human rights. It's like these accusations of being a witch or being a heretic from years ago. It reminds me of the Iron March forum that got hacked and all the information that was in that. And somebody has recently gone through all of this information, and they're proudly talking about looking through people's private emails. And it's the equivalent of breaking into somebody's house and going through their drawers, pulling out their diary and having a read through it, and then publishing it, and the press saying, oh, look how wonderful you are for doing this. It's a horrendous action, putting people's private details online. And yet this is just accepted. It seems it's absolutely fine for the Observer to go looking at this stolen data and then publish parts of it with the purpose of targeting these people and calling them names. And that's why they've put this person's details up there. They want people to target them. They want people to call them a neo-Nazi and a white supremacist and shame them, basically, for wanting to date people within their own ethnic group. Osborne told the Observer she discovered white date while researching modern paganism and went on it once or twice. She said she has mixed-race children and only described herself as pro-white in order to be trusted on the site. Okay, she was just lying, and she has mixed-race kids, so it's fine. She gets a pass. See, this is literally saying, unless you marry somebody who is not white and have mixed race children, you're going to run the risk of being accused of being a white supremacist or a neo-Nazi, same as the Conservative Party, suspending somebody for wanting to meet a white person, to marry them and have children with them. A Conservative Party spokesman said Councillor Lilith Osborne has been suspended, pending investigation by the Conservative Party. The Conservative Party has robust procedures in place to handle complaints. This process is rightfully confidential. If they're using the word they're confidential, why aren't they criticising this newspaper for making these confidential details public? And why should there be an investigation started because somebody wants to marry somebody within their own ethnic group? Why don't they attack one of these black dating sites or attack one of these Jewish dating sites? Of course, nobody would do that. They would say, oh, well, that would be racist, wouldn't it? Or that would be anti-Semitic. But it's perfectly fine to attack a white dating website and make all the private details public. A user called Gavin Beals also appeared in the database. An email associated with their profile, set up in 2019, shares a name with a reformed councillor elected in November and also appears to be from the same part of Northamptonshire. So they're trying to smear this person because they think that he might be from Reform. So they're trying to imply that he's also a white supremacist for wanting to marry somebody who looks like him. How is that supremacist? Surely it's only natural that you are going to be concerned about issues that relate to your own family. I mean, everybody comes from a family. Everybody would do whatever they can to protect their family. Everybody thinks that their family is better than the others, other families, because it's their family. And that's only natural that you would feel like that. And you're going to feel like that about your own ethnicity. And it's completely natural to do so. It's completely natural to want to marry somebody who looks like you and have children that look like you and that look like your parents and that look like their grandparents. And yet, according to the Observer here, that's unnatural. That's supremacism, and that needs to be called out, and your details need to be made public for the world to see. The white date member, and this is the character that they are alleging comes from Reform, went by the username Gavinor, which matches an Instagram account featuring pictures of the counsellor. The user said in his biography that he heard about the site on Gab, a social media platform popular with the far right. Beals and Reform UK did not respond to requests for comment. It just staggers me, really, when they ask people for a comment. We're going to write an article about you. We're going to put all your private details in public. We're going to call you a white supremacist and a neo-Nazi. What's your response? It's like literally like hurling insults at somebody and then running away. It's just something that like children might do. Both Osborne and Beals were only active on the site for a short period of time. When elected officials show up in these spaces, it stops being private and becomes a public issue, Root told the Observer. The goal wasn't humiliation, it was accountability. What have these people got to be accountable for? Wanting to marry somebody that looks like them? Why should you have to account publicly for that? Is that what they're saying here? That it's something that you have to atone for. It's a crime that you have to atone for, wanting to marry somebody who looks like you. I mean, the more they do things like this, I think the more people are going to question why they're doing this. What's so wrong about this? I mean, they're really showing that they have an aberrant mentality, an anti-white mentality. They want to see white people commit suicide. And most of the people that are in these Antifa groups are white people. They are self-hating whites. And it says here the goal wasn't humiliation. But that's quite clearly what they're trying to do, isn't it? They're trying to humiliate people by putting their details out online. They assume that everybody else is going to agree with them, that this is something that should be done, that people who want to date people of their own ethnic group, they should be ostracized and identified and ruined publicly for doing so. That's what they're trying to do here. It's quite clearly they're trying to humiliate these people. And they would also, I think they would also like it if these people were then targeted by the people that know them. They want them to be called racist and white supremacist. I mean, quite clearly that's what they want. I mean, the headline of this article calls the dating site itself white supremacist. So they're saying that people that use this website are white supremacists rather than just simply people that wish to marry people from their own ethnic group and have children that look like them. It's a scandal that these things can go on, that the left can just hack into people's websites, put all their private details, make them all public, and nothing's done about it. No police investigations whatsoever. It's an absolute scandal. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.